Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our first holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And boy, what? Oh, my. I just looked over my shoulder out the window. I haven't since I got in here. That's kind of a mixed bag out there, I would say. And as always, keeping everything running smoothly, Animal World's production engineer is here, Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And
what you see is the setting up of the infamous convergence zone.
Whoa.
Right over our heads. Because if you look to the north, actually get off your chair and look north, and okay, you will see nothing but blue skies. And if you look straight over our heads, you see this front-ish looking gray blob that's moving
Holy
into our
moly.
Area. And look to the south, and it doesn't look very promising as you look from the south. So an interesting weather day today.
It certainly was. Well, driving down here, it's a little rain and just a sprinkling a little bit up in my neck of the woods, up on Highway 2 and the Monroe area. But coming down 405, it was dark, and it looked like you were driving into the storm of the century. But it was really just wet on the roads. It wasn't really raining. But I hadn't looked out the window since I got here. This is just bizarre.
That's the way it works.
It's almost like there's a perpendicular line.
That's why they call it the convergence zone.
I've never seen it from this perspective.
Yeah. Well, it usually hangs out farther north in Snohomish County, where you can be driving, having a sunny day, and all of a sudden it hits the fan, and you're seeing some real weather.
Well,
depending on where you live, you could see just about all kinds of weather today. It's the weather forecast is very iffy. It really depends on where you live.
Well, that was one of the things I was going to ask you about, because But I have never seen this big a dramatic change. Now, I see it all the time when I look at the radar, you know, like on my phone and stuff, because I'm always checking that sort of thing. And you can see that convergence zone because I pay attention to it because it usually is right over me. You know, Highway 2, it kind of hangs out on Highway 2. But boy, this is, because Mike is absolutely correct. We can see the city of downtown Seattle and some clouds over Seattle right now. But then you can see sun behind and blue sky. But then there's this line, and it's like just dark, foreboding sky south. Boy, that's really dramatic. All right, so, and I should just say that I'm sure you all can hear it in my voice. I've been kind of down with a cold this week, and I'm feeling very grateful to be here and to have a voice to speak with you, because for the first time in my life, I was without a voice. Mike, it was the strangest thing to open your mouth and nothing comes out, especially for one who talks for a living. It was just bizarre. But after 2 days, I had no voice.
It's stranger than truth, because you're so used to having it. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times I don't say a word out loud until I get here in the studio and do some production work. And there have been times where I went to, you know, like do the weather forecast or something like
and,
that.
And nothing comes out?
Nothing came out. It's like, well, that's not going to work. So, yeah, I know. I feel your pain.
Well, actually, because I do speak out loud when I'm home by myself, but I'm not by myself because I have my animals with me. So I talk all the time to Robbie and the cats. So it was pretty bizarre. They were like looking at me very strange because I had no voice. I had to whisper, and it was just absolutely bizarre. And then as it started to come back, I have my lower register is open and clear now, but I still don't have my complete high register. So I would imagine that you listening to me, my voice probably sounds deeper than usual. Is that? And let's just get everybody in the conversation here, because lead call screener and co-producer Kathy is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And then my fountain of youth, thank goodness, Prescott is here. You don't need to switch back, but we'll get to everybody. But do I sound deeper than usual?
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right.
Sounds very intriguing.
Maybe I can pretend I'm Dr. Bill.
You know? There you go.
Sitting in for Martha, Dr. Bill today. I'm glad I have any register at all, but I have my lower register, but I don't have the higher register, which is really strange. But it seems, you guys, like it's been. I mean, we take the last Sunday of the month off and run an encore show now, and have done that for some time. So it has been 2 weeks since we've been in the studio, but I don't know about you. It seems like it's been much longer than that. And I kind of suspect it's because so much happened in this last 2 weeks, because we actually were, the last show was before Thanksgiving. So we've been through Thanksgiving and all of that week. And then now we're in December already, and of course we just woohoo broke out the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs to serenade us, our first holiday edition, and that's the fun stuff. What I look forward to for the month of December is playing the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs music, which of course is provided for us by the producer Mike Spalla of the Jingle Cats and Dogs, and that's been why my mind is not working as sharp as it usually is, because I usually go online to see if his website is still up, www.jinglecats.com, to see if you can still purchase the CDs. But I forgot to check that. But so if you're wondering what is the music we're playing, it is the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs off of three of their CDs, and you can normally find them online. But like I said, I don't know if he's still producing them, so.
Well, we shall find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right, but anyway, it's fun to have the Jingle Cats going. So, ready or not, the holidays are happening, and it's that Christmas time of year, and we get to play the Jingle Cats now.
And there's no breaking tradition. How long have you played the Jingle Cats?
I've been on the air, I don't know, 22, 23 years now. I've lost count. And they were not available when I started doing Animal World way back when. I know as soon as somehow, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, St. Francis and divine guidance kind of things cross my path when they're supposed to. And so they crossed my path immediately after they were first produced. And Mike actually provided all the CDs to Animal World and gave us permission to use them and play them as we do, and actually had him on the show one time and to interview him about...
And so the CDs are still available.
They are. Is it on jinglecats.com?
It is.
Okay.
It's all there in case anyone is
So jinglecats.com, you can get the CDs. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. That's what we needed to know. So at any rate, and that's one of my interesting Animal World stories, because I thought that what a great interview it would be, anyone that was this creative, because Mike, when he made these Jingle Cat and Jingle Dog tapes, he used his own animals and their voices. I mean, they're real cats and dogs and real woofs and meows, and I thought, how creative to put this all together. I thought he'd be a great interview.
Can you imagine how long that took him to do that?
Well, no.
Unless there was some kind of magic, Mike would know about that, in how to get all those.
Well, I was hoping to learn all of that, because the first year that they came out and the first year that we used them, I did plan an interview live on Animal World way back then. But that's one of my funny stories, you know, because I always get it. Well, there have been, you know, dud interviews. Well, that was one of them, because he, as creative as he is and have created these wonderful Jingle Cats and Dogs, he's not a talker. So I got him on the air, and I could barely get yes or no out. So I didn't get any of the story and how and all of, anyway, we ended ending the interview pretty quickly because he's not a talker.
Oh, boy.
So I can't tell you all those details because he's not a talker. But he sure is very creative, and these CDs are wonderful.
Very good.
So if you want the animal Christmas carols and stuff, www.jinglecats.com, and they are still available. And you can have animals singing your Christmas carols. And we will be doing that, of course, for the month of December, which is exciting. All right, so, and then, so Mike, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did.
All right. And I know you don't do Christmas, but you know, you could be Santa Claus this year with your wonderful beard and stuff. Has anybody asked you?
Don't
about
see
that?
It happening.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. But has anybody asked you with your wonderful beard to say, "Hey, would you be Santa Claus?"
I think they know better.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's... Words out.
Okay. All right.
Not preschool.
I'm referred to as either Old Man Winter or. What's the other one? I can't remember.
Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah. Old Man Winter.
Old Man Winter. Old Man Time or something. Or anyway, yeah.
Well, that works.
Yeah, it was Father Time.
Father Time. That's it. Father Time. Father Time. All right, so Kathy and Prescott, you guys have nice Thanksgivings. Prescott's going to move in here because Prescott is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, you know me. Well, I'm here, which is good. And I'm very glad to be here. So I'm actually better than I sound, I'm sure.
We have to congratulate Prescott. This was a big week for him.
Ah, well.
Fill us in, Prescott.
I got my braces off after 3.5 years.
Oh, congratulations. And that that shows you how aware I am this morning, because I didn't see that. But we didn't stand eyeball to eyeball. We've been kind of running around since we got here because I was a little bit late. And, well, congratulations. That's got to be huge.
It is. It feels so nice to not have metal on my teeth after 3.5 years.
So you've had 3.5 years. I did not have braces. Hindsight being 20/20, I mean, I was too stubborn a kid to have. I had that option, but I didn't want them. And, of course, then as an adult, I kind of wished that I had, but I didn't. But that had to be really weird. So are you constantly with your tongue, like, looking for where's the metal and stuff?
No, not really.
You're just glad that they're out. So are you done now? Do you wear a retainer or something else? Or
I should be getting my retainer on Friday. They have to, like, custom make it for
people. Okay. So you do have more of the process to go through.
Yeah.
All right. So it hasn't changed that much in all these years. You go through the braces, and then you do a retainer for a while.
Yeah. But first, it's all day and all night, but then it just becomes nights.
Wonderful. Well, you will be grateful that you did that.
I am now.
Oh, you're already grateful. Excellent, excellent. Well, then, because definitely when you're an adult, you'll be grateful if you aren't now. But congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Now, see, I do a big woo, but if I try to do that, there's nothing there. But I'm excited. Yay. All right, so y'all have a nice Thanksgiving, Prescott?
We did. My mother got something from QFC, so we didn't have to cook anything ourselves.
Oh. Wow, I don't... well, that's good. You enjoyed that. I go to my brothers, I think it was the best turkey I've ever had. They do the brining. They brine it, and they've been doing that for years now, and they extra brined this year, but it makes it so much moister, and, oh, it was really, really wonderful. Anyway, I'm still thinking about that meal. It was really, really good. All righty then. So then being down for a week with this cold, I guess that's why it seems, but it just seems like it's been longer than 2 weeks since we've been in the studio. Anyway, I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad everybody else is here. And today is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. So we've got a lot of interviews lined up. We are going to be talking to... First up, we'll catch up with Missy at Missy's Rescue and Animal Talk to make sure that they've got the rent paid and all of that, and their fundraiser coming up. And then we've got the executive director of Homeward Pet Adoption Center coming on. They've got a lot of stuff going on there through the month of December. We've got the second hour with Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. We'll talk about Bamboo and the Oklahoma City Zoo elephants and what's going on there. And then we'll get a whole update and more on this whole panda issue of that can of worms that we opened last month. And then in the last hour of the show today, we are going to talk to one of our animal world advertisers. Vicki Draper is coming on, and she's got a huge announcement too. She just got some really phenomenal news, so we'll be talking to her. And of course, we're kind of in a holiday theme, so we'll be talking about everything available as gifts and so forth for the holidays. So we'll be getting you some good ideas there for animals and for your human friends. And then the last half hour of the show, we're going to be talking to one of the co-managers of Ananda's East West Bookshop in Seattle. Bima Breckenridge will join us, and we're going to find out what's going on there for the holiday season. And that kind of will obviously take care of the show. So at some point during the show, we will do a Missing Link giveaway. So when it's time for that, I will let you know. Missing Link is a phenomenal supplement, and there's a version for just about everything in an animal suit. And you can choose any of the varieties if you win the contest. Except the horse variety, it's just too large for them to ship. But they're free, three versions for dogs, one for cats, vegetarian for dogs and cats and other animals, birds and poultry. And at some point, I'll give you the Missing Link word or phrase of the day, and then you pick up your phone and talk to Kathy or Prescott and tell them which version of Missing Link you would like. The only rules are you have to be 18 years or older, and you cannot have won a contest here on Animal World or any of the other shows on this station in the last 30 days. Other than that, you are eligible to win. All righty then, I've just got a teeny bit of follow-up, and might as well just say it right now. Cold weather alert. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, Mike. The temperature is supposed to be dropping, is it not? So we just want to make sure everybody keeps their animals safe. So what's going on with that?
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be very chilly, as in you may want to let your faucets run a little bit just so your pipes don't freeze up.
And they're talking about maybe a little lowland snow, but I think that's kind of...
Oh, yeah, no,
there's a possibility.
Again, it depends on where you live. There's a winter storm advisory for anybody above 1,500 feet. In fact, the passes right now are just getting hammered. And if you look out the window, you can see a lot of fresh snow on the Olympics as we speak. So, again, if you're over 1,000 feet,
ooh, yeah,
you're going to get snow. If you're under 500 feet, probably not. But, you know, it could mix. It's just going to be one of those weird weather... couple of days.
All right. Well, it could be snow in my neighborhood. So just make sure that you keep your animals warm and dry And remember, when the temperature goes below freezing, their water freezes, so you want to make sure that they have drinkable water available. Alrighty, let's officially start the show then. And we do that, of course, by honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and then the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. So let's get started with that. First prayer is for our animals. It is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, and now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now it's time for the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. Now, if you are just hearing about this, this was started by the directors of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Ananda Worldwide, and it's been going on now for quite some time. And so hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world are doing this affirmation process up to 5 times a day. And, you know, I'm always saying thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And this has to be helping and making a difference. And, oh, it is so needed at this time. So here's the deal. 2 affirmations. The first one, if you're going to do this at home and participate in this Worldwide Peace Initiative, you do the first one for about a minute, which is 10 to 12 times. I do it 12 times at home myself. The second one you do 3 times. It's very simple. The first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So the radio version we do here on the air is we do each one 3 times. And you are welcome to participate with me. You can say it out loud with me if you're in a position to do that now. You can say it silently in your head along with me, or you cannot participate at all. It is completely up to you. But I'm delighted to say that I hear from so many of you that are actually doing the Peace and Harmony Initiative affirmation process at home. So I'm just delighted to hear that. So let's get it going. Here is affirmation number 1. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty then. I just kind of got a hit to maybe add, Lord, fill me and the animals with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. So that sounds like a good thing to add to that as well. Alrighty then. We are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors and then get to our first interview. But I just wanted to say in the follow-up that I am still loving. I have a new favorite show on Animal Planet now, and it's Project Grizzly. It airs Saturday nights at 10 p.m., and it is a phenomenal show about a bear guy who's been working with bears for many, many years, and he rescued 2 brother cubs at very, very young age, hand-raised them. They're 4 years old now, and he is the first one ever to attempt to rewild them. So he is teaching them how to be wild bears again with the hope of being able to release them into the wild in Canada or Alaska. And I kind of suspect that they wouldn't have been doing this show if he wasn't successful in pulling this off. But every week of the show, we learn more about Jeff, the bear guy, and these bears. And I'm learning a ton, and he's really, it's fascinating to watch how he's teaching them behaviors and how they respond and all of that. So if you haven't found it, catch up. I'm sure you can watch on demand or on Animal Planet and watch the previous shows. But Project Grizzly, it airs in our area 10 p.m. Saturday nights on Animal Planet. So there you go. All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are, because we're talking to Missy's Pet Rescue next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why the Missing Link supplement was created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for pretty much anything in an animal suit. Three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, one on skin and coat. The other is a senior formula with the green New Zealand green mussel. There is a feline formula, a vegetarian formula called the Wellness Blend. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well, like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, they're so cute. Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we are getting started with checking on one of our latest feature rescues, and that would be Missy's Pet Rescue on Lake City Way in Seattle with the Animal Talk Pet Store. And we've got Missy on the line. Good morning, Missy. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
Well, and how are you doing?
We're doing good. We've heard from many of your listeners.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wonderful, because that's the first thing I want to make sure is you got your rent paid.
Yep, we did, just in the nick of time.
All right.
There we go.
Wonderful. And then, because Animal Talk is actually a little pet store, right?
Correct. That's how the whole rescue started out.
Right, and in case anybody hasn't heard us talking to you on the show before, you're kind of like a multi-generational pet rescuer.
Yep.
This is handed down in your genetics, right?
Oh, definitely. Third generation on both sides of my family.
Yep, so this is your calling, and a great location. You are south of Northeast 125th Street on Lake City Way on the east side, correct?
Correct.
And there's parking on the street in front of you, but there's a lot of parking behind you, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. We have a big parking lot behind that we actually do obedience classes in the summertime.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. And so in terms of your rescue, I think you rescue kind of all kinds of animals, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up with many different types of animals, and I am good working with many different types of animals.
So you have dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats, reptiles. We just took in a 3.5-foot iguana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and a couple of ball pythons and a couple of red-tailed boas.
So there aren't that many reptile rescues around, are there?
No, it's the Pacific Northwest Herpetological Society and us.
Okay, so like you're the only ball game in town, pretty much.
And we showcase a lot of animals for them.
And then you do kind of some of the other little pocket pet type stuff too, don't you?
Yep, we do sugar gliders, prairie dogs, hedgehogs, small hamsters, gerbils, even rats.
All those kind. And then I know the last month when we talked to you, well, there had been some problems with adoptions falling off a little bit, and you were short on money. I mean, you take in so many animals and do so much great work that there was problems getting the rent paid. But so hopefully our listeners stepped up, and we were also, I know you had gotten, I don't know, from somewhere you got a bunch of dogs and cats and kittens and stuff, and you needed foster homes. Did you get enough calls for fosters? And
we still need more foster homes for dogs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. We've already adopted out one from California, but we have 5 more that need foster homes.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm delighted to know that you've heard from listeners.
Yeah, it was great. It was so fun. You have many great listeners.
All right. Well, that's what I like to hear, because usually we step up pretty good when our help is needed. And speaking of that, you've got your big annual fundraiser coming up, right?
Yep. We've got our auction coming up this next Friday at 7 p.m., at the Elliott Bay Brewery on Lake City Way, down in their Cascade Room.
So this is the Whiskers Gone Wild, A Very Meowy Christmas. It's a dinner and auction, and it's Friday.
Friday and silent, yeah.
Friday, a dinner and silent auction?
Yep, live and silent.
Live and silent. Yeah, I love those silent auctions. I love going around and finding something and bidding on it, and then coming back and checking. And you know, I think silent auctions are so much fun.
Yeah.
So it's this coming Friday evening.
Correct.
And it's 7 to 10 p.m. at the Elliott Bay Brewery, and that's kind of right up the road from you on Lake City Way.
It is. And April Brown of Whisker City is our auctioneer.
Ah, okay. That's excellent. And then tickets are pretty reasonable. Tickets are only $35, huh?
Yep, and it's a fantastic salmon buffet.
But you also said, so a salmon buffet for...
Vegan.
If you're vegan, there's a vegan option available, right?
Yes.
So you've got the bases covered.
Yep.
Great salmon dinner, vegan, if you want to do that. And you can purchase tickets at the store, correct?
Yep, at the store, also online at Missy's. Actually, my son just set this up. You can go to missysrescue.org, and it will put you on the page, and then from there you can buy tickets.
All right, so www.missys, that would be M-I-S-S-Y-S, missysrescue.org, and you can buy tickets online, or you can stop by the store at 12322 Lake City Way, or you can they can call you, right? Do it over
yes,
the phone?
Yes, they can. Yep,
okay.
We could do it on the phone.
And the phone number is 206-526-1558, 206-526-1558. And Missy would love to hear from you. Of course, if you can join them for the fundraiser, that's the big thing. Need as many people as can come. Also, if you're interested in fostering dogs, so let's talk about both of those things because we've still got about 5 minutes that we can chat, Missy. So let's talk about the auction and give us an idea of some of the things that people might be able to win on the silent and live auction.
Okay. My favorite item of all is an autographed guitar by Angus Young of AC/DC. And it's not just autographed. He did a character self-portrait on it.
Oh, wow. That sounds kind of cool.
I know. I've never seen anything like it. It's so cute. We also have Keith Richards' autographed guitar. We have...
Wow. That Keith Richards, that you mean Rolling Stones Keith Richards? Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a score. So there any guitar players out there, or if there's guitar players on your Christmas list, this would be a real score for you.
Oh, yeah. There's also a bunch of Marshawn Lynch autographed items.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch as in football Marshawn.
Yeah, and I'm not a sports person, so this is kind of outside my realm of understanding. But, yeah, Marshawn Lynch and a number of others that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay.
I know there's a Jack Nicklaus, is it, golfing?
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus. I remember him. I know his name.
Yeah, his flag from the big tournament.
Uh-huh.
And, there's just so many different items. It's unbelievable. We even have a Crazy Cat Lady basket.
Wow.
Yep. Everything a Crazy Cat Lady needs.
Well, I kind of fit into that category, I think, if you ask most of
them.
Kathy's raising her hand, so we both could do that one. All right. So if you are interested in as far as the dinner and the auctions go, can you buy tickets right up till Friday evening? Can you just show up at the door, or is there a deadline?
Yeah, you can buy tickets right up to the evening, because we can always add food to the buffet.
Okay, so that's not an issue. So,
nope.
And is there any change in price at the door? It's $35 ahead of time. Is the same price if you just show up?
It's the same price at the door.
Well, excellent. So you don't pay a penalty if you don't get it ahead. So you can just show up if you're not sure that you can participate or not. You don't have to be concerned about that now. You can just show up Friday evening.
Make room.
Wonderful.
We're all one big family.
Wonderful.
So we'll always make room at the table.
All righty. So then let's finish up here with the fact that we really want to plug this Whiskers Gone Wild dinner and auction, this fundraiser, because this is your big one and brings in a lot of money for you to keep those bills paid and the great work that you're doing. I really want to give you a regular voice here on Animal World as often as I can, because you cover so many bases. I mean, you do so many kinds of animals, and you do animals that nobody else does.
Right.
So that's really great. But you say you're in need of foster homes for dogs. So, do you have, what are the rules for being a foster for you, or are there any?
There's not a heck of a lot of rules. Basically, we need you kind of close by. You supply the place, the time, the love. We supply the food and the medical and getting them ready for adoption.
Okay, and you said You've got dogs that need fostering. Can you tell us about any of the dogs?
Yeah, we have two dogs specifically that are going through a lot of shelter shock and very, very afraid of what's going on around them. And so they need, just a quiet home where they can feel loved. You can honestly feel the fact that they feel abandoned.
Okay, and do these two dogs need to be together, or can they be fostered separately?
No, they need to be fostered separately. One is a Basset Hound mix.
Oh.
And the other one, I can't figure out what kind of mix he is. He kind of looks like Pug. He kind of looks like Chihuahua. He kind of looks like Beagle. We call him Buckeye because he has the most beautiful eyes.
Okay, so a little guy. And then sounds like a medium-sized guy.
Yeah.
But low to the ground, because Basset Hound type?
Yeah, very short to the ground. And he's so terrified that for the first week, he would just keep his back turned to everybody. He wouldn't look at anyone.
And do you think these dogs, can they be fostered in a home that has dogs of their own, or do they need to be in a home
with... they don't seem to mind the other dogs. In fact, it does perk them up. But I think they need something quieter than what I can give them right now.
Okay. So if anybody out there, if you're interested in helping Missy out here and fostering one of these two dogs, the best thing to do, give you a call?
Yes.
All right. So Missy's Rescue on Lake City Way, if you're interested in fostering, or if you want to know more about the Wisters Gone Wild, a very meowy Christmas dinner and auction, their big fundraiser coming up this Friday the 9th. It's from 7 to 10 at the Elliott Bay Brewery on Lake City Way. Great salmon buffet, or a vegan option if you are a vegan, and silent and live auction. So if you're interested in fostering, if you want to make a donation, if you're interested in adopting, you can do all of that at Missy's Rescue and Animal Talk store at 12322 Lake City Way in Seattle. And you can give them a call if you're interested in fostering, or if you need to buy tickets, 206-526-1558. That's 206-526-1558. You also can get tickets online now at missysrescue.org. All righty then. I think we've covered the bases, Missy.
Thank you.
And hopefully you have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Missy.
Yes.
Bye-bye. All righty then. We are going to take care of advertisers again, and next up, we're heading to Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, December 10th, Winnie and I are excited to welcome Kelly Kelleher, phenomenal psychic and medium who is one of the most compassionate souls of her time. She will be doing readings for you, the listening audience, so make sure you call in. This should be a great show. Don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show this Saturday at 4 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Ah, those chestnuts roasting by the fire. Ooh, love those jingle cats. I'm sorry I get so distracted on the first show. We break out the jingle cats and dogs. I just love it. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of helping our animal friends, doing a huge job at this, we are headed out to Woodinville. We're talking to the executive director of Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Terry Inglis is here. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, nice to have you back.
Nice to be out. Thank you.
And you guys are a shelter rescue located, you're just off of the 522 highway out in Woodinville. Relatively new location within the last, couple years?
We are celebrating 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Last couple years. Jeez. I can't believe it. It's been 5 years already?
It has. We opened our doors October 1st of 2011 in our new space.
Years. Because Homeward's correct. Been around for a long time, but you've got this fabulous big space now. And you guys do dogs and cats, right?
That's correct.
And speaking of that, you are on your way, I guess, to the biggest year ever, huh?
We are, yes. Our goal was 1,700 adoptions, and we're actually going to exceed that and be much closer, if not over 1,800.
Wow.
So it's been an amazing year for finding homes for these so many homeless dogs and cats.
Wow, that's incredible. So 1,800 or more adoptions in 1 year. Wow, that's amazing. So you guys are doing great work. And then I especially wanted to have you on today because it's that time of year, and you've got some holiday stuff going on. And the big thing I'm aware of course, is your big annual holiday pet food drive that's going on.
Right. We kicked that off November 26th every year we do. And it's about 30 retail businesses have our big donation barrels collecting animal food and supplies. These donations not only help with the shelter animals, but also help more than 20 area food banks and outreach programs within the Seattle area.
So that I found that interesting here in the press release I have, because you collect pet food and supplies at the donation barrels, and it's like over 20 local businesses
about 27, close to 30 businesses in and around Seattle and Woodinville, all on the west side.
I'll kind of rattle off some of those names here before we finish up here. But to get a full list of everything, that's available on your website at homewardpet.org, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So folks can drop off what, dry food and canned food for dogs or cats, but also
right.
supplies as well?
Oh, absolutely. If you have leashes or collars that are being used but are in still good condition, we certainly will pass those on as well, either use them with ours. The goal there is that we use everything we possibly can within the shelter environment,
uh-huh.
and then we share that with the food banks and outreach programs, anything that we can't use or we have an abundance of with those other programs to help keep pets in homes is the goal there.
So look at this. It says donated pet food and supplies will fill the shelves at food banks in Woodinville, Kirkland, Maltby, Monroe, Canyon Park, Mill Creek, and Seattle. Wow.
Correct.
So you really spread the wealth around, huh?
We do our best.
All right. And so these local businesses around, I don't know that it's a complete list, but in case you guys are just out and about and want to stop by somewhere, but like I said, you can always go to homewardpet.org to find out all the locations, or you can go just to Homeward Pet and drop the food or supplies off there. But it looks like
absolutely.
Denny's Pet World in Kirkland, Doggone Perfect Pet Shop in Kirkland, Doggy Haven Resort in Bothell, Dooley Dog's House in Kirkland, a lot of the Mud Bay stores, Pet Adventure in Mount Lake Terrace, a lot of the Pet Pros stores, and the Pet Stops here in Bellevue, Petco in Redmond, Sam's Cats and Dogs Naturally in Monroe, VCA, Linwood, and Snowwood, and the whole pet shop in Woodinville. So that's a lot of choices.
It is, and we actually have volunteers who connect with those stores and every week are picking up the donations so that the stores aren't overloaded with donations. And so they pick them up for us, bring them back to us, and then we disseminate them to the food banks and the programs that are in need.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, anything in particular, Terry, that you would like people to donate over others?
For this particular program, it's just the food, the pet food, canned and kibbled. It goes a long way, especially when we're helping the other organizations, the food banks and the outreach programs. I think what happens is when I first started the food bank a few years ago, I connected with a couple of the food banks themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they had shared with me that 90% of the families that utilize their services
mm-hmm.
have pets. And the food banks didn't have pet food to provide them. What would happen is the families would end up feeding their pets
people food,
which is not very good for them. And then they themselves are having to do without more because they're wanting to make sure their pets are fed. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's to make sure that their pets are getting appropriate food for them and that they're able to keep their pets and they're not considering surrendering them or rehoming them. They're a family member.
Yep. So especially, folks, if you shop at any of the places that I mentioned, maybe you can pick up an extra bag or a case of canned food or something and donate it to the Homeward Pet food drive while you're shopping. Or you can make a special trip to any of the locations where there are drop-off barrels, or you can just stop by Homeward and leave a donation. So you're mostly want canned and dried food for both dogs and cats. And if you have some extra supplies that you think Homeward could use or people could use, then you can drop those things off as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, do we have anything else going on out at Homework in this holiday season?
Well, during the holiday season, we also do what we call the holiday giving tree.
This year
we have about 35 groups, whether they're a business or individuals, that have a giving tree. We provide them with the ornaments that have the items that we call our shelter essentials. Mm-hmm. And those are the items that we use every day in the care of the animals that are in the shelter. So those things are very specific to the shelter only. Those don't typically go out to the food banks in the area, because they're things that, besides the pet food, those are on there, kibble and canned food. But paper towels, we use a plethora of paper towels in maintaining and cleaning the shelter. Simple Green is one of the cleaning solutions that we use. So it's things like that. It's just not just dog food and cat food, but the cleaning supplies, pill pockets, or things that we use every day to help care for the animals that are in the shelter while they're waiting for their forever home.
How do people participate in this giving tree if they want to?
Well, it's also on the website.
Okay.
You can read more of the information about that on the website. And Lindsay is our gal who's kind of managing that portion of it in-house. So you can email Lindsay at homewardpet.org. And her name is Lindsay. But that's also on the website as well, to either get a kit, we call them. Giving tree kits that have the ornaments in them. They already have a ribbon on them to hang on the tree and a sign that goes with them, so that it helps explain how the process works.
Super, super.
Yeah.
And that goes on through the month of December?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, can people also drop by the shelter to do the giving tree stuff?
Absolutely. We have a giving tree in our lobby, so if anyone's interested to stop by, we can give you a tour and you can see what dogs and cats are currently in our care and grab an ornament or two on your way out.
Wonderful, wonderful. Anything else for the holidays that we need to know about?
Well, if you're interested in adopting a dog or cat for a gift for your family, it's one thing we like to encourage people is we don't, Homeward's policy is, and we wouldn't allow a gift to go out as a cat or a dog without the whole family coming in to meet them. It's just we want to make sure that all get along okay. So we would encourage you create your own like gift certificate that enables your family members to come to the shelter and be part of that process to pick out their new family member.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because a lot of people will sometimes think that they want to get an animal as a gift for someone.
Right.
I can't tell you how many private counseling sessions I've done with older couples saying, wasn't my idea to have the get this dog or this cat, but my kids thought I needed it and
exactly.
got it for me. And so,
exactly.
you know, I totally don't recommend, just because you think someone wants a dog or a cat or it would benefit them, it's not a wise idea to just go get one. But
right.
if you think that's something that they would appreciate, then you can do, you know, like a gift certificate. You could probably come to Homeward, couldn't you, and pay an adoption fee for somebody and get it.
We don't do that typically. We would recommend you create your own, because
okay.
if we do a gift certificate, you may decide you want a senior and the price is a little different, or maybe we don't have one that meets your correct criteria. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. But you could, you could wrap up a collar and a leash, or you know,
Absolutely.
A food bowl or a bed, you know, or a litter box or something like that, along with your own, you know, gift certificate, so that then after the holiday, that family or that person could go and pick out the animal that resonates with them. But they
Absolutely.
Also have the option of not doing it if they really don't want to make that commitment.
Right, and they're not feeling like there was money spent on a gift certificate to adopt
yeah,
an animal.
That makes total right. sense.
And you may pick out an animal that you think is awesome, and when that dog or cat meets the person that you're thinking it's a gift for, they may not like each other.
It's not a match.
It's amazing how even kittens who you think are pretty resilient get along with everybody. Certain environments or certain people, it's just too much for them, whether they're young kids or, and then there's other kittens who don't care and they'll get along with everybody, but you just don't know that.
Yeah, it really does make sense for people to pick out their own animal. It makes
yeah.
a lot of sense. Now, so if folks want to come in during the holiday season, what days of the week and hours is Homeward open?
We are open for adoptions Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m.
Wednesday through Sunday, 12 to 6 p.m., and you can just drop by during those hours.
Yes.
Excellent.
We do request to fill out a one-page application, and it's not an application for whether or not you're approved for an animal or not. It's just information that helps us understand more about you and what you're looking for in a pet so that we can help direct you to the most appropriate one for your lifestyle.
Absolutely, because that's a really important process to go through, because you might like the looks of somebody, but it just doesn't mesh with your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, Terry, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and thank you for all the great work you do for all those homeless dogs and cats, and we'll think good thoughts that you over surpass that 1,800 mark of adoptions for the year.
Thank you, Martha. It's always a pleasure.
All right. We'll look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Absolutely.
All right.
Have
thanks.
A good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty then, that's going to wrap us up for hour number one. We're going to fire up hour number two, and once we get started, then we're talking elephants and pandas. Oh my. Aline Fortgang joins us from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Animals next, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.